And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, Debbie Brinsfield, member of the Alaska Native Sisterhood, coming to talk to us about the AMB-ANS Christmas Community Dinner. That's coming up on Christmas, and they need the entire community to pull together to pull this off. Welcome to Morning Edition, Debbie.
Thank you, Melissa, for having me.
Well, community Christmas dinner happening on December 25th, a 40-year tradition hosted by the Alaska Native Brotherhood and Sisterhood. What do you need from the community to make it happen this year?
Well, Melissa, right now we need to farm out our turkeys and hams to be baked in people's homes. And we realize that it is Christmas time and people are already doing a lot of baking. But we are hoping to have these turkeys adopted and baked at home and then dropped back at the hall.
Okay.
So we're going to let the turkeys be picked up tonight at 6 p.m. And then they'll be dropped off Thursday after they're baked.
How many turkeys and hams do you need baked?
I have about 18 turkeys and about 15 hams.
Okay. So folks pick them up today.
Yeah.
They bake them. And then they drop them off at the hall on the 22nd.
Right, right. And so people that want to do something but they really can't be there on the day of, this really works well. Like for Thanksgiving, we were just amazed. Like 2 days before the dinner, we had everything baked. And that allows our wonderful executive chef, Gary May, to come in the kitchen with his crew, prep the turkeys, prep the hams, so the day of they're not tearing turkeys apart and slicing meat. They're able to do other things, and it just makes the whole dinner run smoothly, and everyone's in a good mood, and it's just a very wonderful atmosphere to work in, great energy.
So what else do you need from, what other kind of help do you need?
And we ask everyone to bring pies and desserts mm-hmm. the day of, and for decorating the hall, I'm in kind of a pinch. Usually, I would do it on Friday the 23rd, so my volunteers don't have to work on Christmas Eve and Christmas. But Bingo is in the hall on that day. So on Christmas Eve at 2 o'clock, I really need people that have the time to help me decorate the hall. And that is one of the wonderful things about the hall. When you walk in, the Christmas tree is lit up, the music is playing, the tables are decorated with candy and fruit, and it's just a really beautiful thing.
Okay, so you need help decorating beforehand. Mm-hmm. Folks who attend are expected to bring a dessert, mm-hmm. pies or desserts, mm-hmm. and you need help baking turkeys and ham.
Exactly, exactly.
Tell us a bit about this event.
Well, we've been sponsoring it for over 40 years, the Alaska Native Brotherhood Camp 1 and the Alaska Native Sisterhood Camp 4. And it's a tradition that we love, that is very close to our hearts, because everyone in the community comes to volunteer and everyone in the community comes to be a part of the day. And you walk in, like I said, it's a very enchanting environment. You sit down and we serve you. It is a sit-down dinner. You don't line up in long lines. We have volunteers that specifically come just to serve the community, and we're so grateful for them.
Can you tell us a bit about how you got involved?
Well, when I moved here in 2004, my son and I were missing our family during the Christmas time, and I'm adopted. I'm Raven Sea Pigeon, and my Raven mother took us to this dinner, and we just felt like we were in a community that was close-knit together and happy being together, and we didn't have the pain and the ache in our hearts that we were alone. We felt like we belonged somewhere, and that's how I got involved volunteering, just helping out, serving.
So everyone is invited then to this
community
dinner? Everyone
is invited. All are welcome. That's the beauty of it. Everyone from A to Z, people of all walks of life come to the dinner.
And even if you can't attend, cooking up a turkey beforehand would be a real, real help for you.
Yes, it would. It would just be wonderful because those turkeys being farmed out, like I said earlier, is key to the day being very smooth for the kitchen crew. And they will be in the kitchen tonight and all this week working and preparing for Christmas Day. And with Christmas Eve being on Saturday and Christmas Day being on Sunday, they're really just going to be working, like I said, the whole week. We're really grateful to have them.
So what's on the menu?
We're going to have turkey, ham, stuffing, mashed potatoes that the Westmark is kind enough to do for us. I talked to Chef Barbara Friday. They whip up 150 pounds of russet potatoes, put heavy cream and butter, enough to kill 10 strong men, and we're really grateful for them. We'll have glazed carrots, and for the first time, we're going to have, we'll also have the wonderful corn recipe that Chef Gary May does with peppers, with red peppers, and it's wonderful. And we will also have all the pies and the desserts that people will bring. And there's one more thing. What's one more thing? I said stuffing, green beans. I am forgetting.
That's a lot of yummy food.
It is a whole plate of food. And we also send out meals to the shut-in. We send out meals to the homebound and to the fire department, to the, what else? The police department and the rescue squad. And if you would like to have your meals delivered, please do not hesitate to call me at 738-4323. And Hank's Cab is kind enough to deliver these meals for us. So the whole community comes together to make this dinner happen. And we're really grateful for that.
About how many people do you serve?
Well, for the Thanksgiving dinner, we served about 400, and we sent as much as that out in to-go orders with the elders and people that didn't want to cook the next day. So people were heavy laden with good food, a big to-go container full of every kind of stuffing, turkey, carrots, green beans, sweet potatoes. That's what I left out with sweet potatoes. and homemade gravy that Chef Gary makes himself. And but he's going to be making onion soup this time, too, so everybody's really looking forward to that. We've been blessed by the Sitka Co-op. They have given us about $1,000 worth of really great food. Like I said, 150 pounds of russet potatoes will go out to Westmark. And we're just really thankful for the Sitka Co-op, too.
This is a great example of the Sitka community pulling together.
Absolutely. There's no place to live like Sitka. I have a new volunteer that's talking about already she's been here 4 days, and she's just amazed at our community. And I said, there is no community like Sitka. We're a very close-knit community. We love each other. We support each other. We encourage each other. And that's what these dinners are. It's a thank you from the AMB and the ANS for being a wonderful place to live.
So how can people contact you to volunteer?
My number is 738-4323, and don't hesitate to call for any reason.
Okay, and the AMBANS Hall is down on Catlin Street. How would you like to describe where it is?
Right. The AMB Founders Hall is at 235 Catlin Street, and we are the big, huge green and white building right at the opening of the AMB Harbor. You cannot miss us. Oops, sorry about
Hopefully
that.
Hopefully that's a volunteer.
Yeah, it could be. Okay. So thank you, Melissa.
Great. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
I really appreciate the time.
Oh, and people can check out your Facebook page, right?
That's right.
Okay, the ANS Facebook page, is
yes,
that it?
Yes, it's ANB/ANS Community Christmas Dinner.
Okay, wonderful. Thanks
thank
so
you.
Much for coming down.
All right, bye-bye.
We've been speaking with Debbie Brinsfield with the ANS Community Christmas Dinner is coming up December 25th, and they need help to prepare.